Welcome to my commentary on Peter's second epistle. This section, the introduction to 2 Peter. Now, the first question we need to ask is, who wrote 2 Peter? Well, as usual, there are some, quote, theologians, unquote, that question that Peter actually wrote 2 Peter. And there are a few reasons for that. First of all, most evangelicals do believe Peter wrote 2 Peter. Now, why would anybody think that Peter didn't write 2 Peter? And there are a couple reasons. Number one is that the writing style really is different than 1 Peter. But you might remember that from the commentary on 1 Peter, Silas, a very well-skilled scribe and writer, helped Peter write 1 Peter. Matter of fact, Silas probably actually wrote 1 Peter, and it was dictated to him by Peter. Now, it's also kind of obvious that even though Peter might have dictated to Silas, Silas used his own wording, because some of the wording that Silas uses in 1 Peter is very similar to the wording he used in the letters that Paul dictated to him to write. So that's why 1 Peter and some of Paul's writings are very similar. Well, the writing style of 2 Peter is just the opposite to 1 Peter. 1 Peter was written in very good Koine Greek, next to classical Greek. 2 Peter was written in hillbilly Greek, you might say. It's just very bad Greek. Some suggest that maybe Peter wrote it himself. Maybe Peter didn't know Greek all that well. Remember, he was not a Greek. He was a Jew. He would have spoke and written Aramaic. It's possible that Peter wrote 2 Peter. Or it's possible that someone helped Peter or wrote 2 Peter for Peter as he dictated it. Now, why would I say that? It has been recently discovered in recent decades that those to whom Peter wrote actually spoke and wrote something that is called Asianism, or at least they have named it Asianism. It is a writing style, a very poor writing style, that seemed to be the street language of the day. Now, we have to recognize and understand that the whole New Testament for many, many centuries, up until the 20th century and the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, that theologians and Bible students just wondered what kind of Greek the New Testament was written in, because it was not classical Greek. It was a lower level of Greek, not as good of a Greek as classical Greek. Well, it was discovered in the 20th century that really the Greek of the New Testament was the common street level Greek that people would have used on the street. They discovered it by means of finding receipts, business receipts, and things like that. So, as the New Testament was written in common Greek, 2 Peter was probably written in common Greek in a particular area of the world. A particular community had their own writing style. That seems to be the reason why the Greek is very poor Greek. And therefore, most evangelical scholars do not question that Peter wrote, or at least had somebody write 2 Peter for him. Now the question is, who did he write this letter to? 2 Peter 2:1 tells us that he wrote the second letter to the same people that he wrote the first letter to, and that is the people who live in what is now known as Northwest Turkey. When did Peter write this letter? Well, it is assumed from Christian tradition that Peter died in and around 68 AD in Rome under the persecution of the Caesar Nero. 1 Peter, they say, was written around 64. 2 Peter had to have been written after 64 and prior to 68. And because he says in this second letter that his time on this planet was running out, it could easily have been written in 67 AD, 68 AD, or possibly 66 AD. Now, 2 Peter is the most disputed New Testament book that we have. The very first listing that we know of New Testament canonical books was what they call a Marcion listing in and around 145 AD. A man named Marcion listed what he thought should be the books of the New Testament. Now, he had left out a number of books that we have today, including 1 Peter. The next list that we have is 170 AD, the Moratorium Fragments. And this listing, too, leaves 2 Peter out of the canon of scriptures. It wasn't until 397 AD at the Council of Carthage that 2 Peter was finally incorporated into the canon of scripture. That's a long time after it was originally written. Now, there has been disputes all the way through church history prior to 397 and even after 397. For example, Martin Luther says 2 Peter should be in. John Calvin says 2 Peter should be out. Another reason why people have problems with 2 Peter is that he quotes extra canonical books like the Book of Enoch as if they were scripture, as if they were like Genesis, Exodus, Isaiah, Zechariah. Peter quotes these extra canonical, or evangelicals would call them apocrypha type books, as if they were the Word of God. Well, we've got to sort of get our heads around that. Why would he do that? One reason why Peter might quote from these extra canonical books is that these books were accepted in and around the time when Peter wrote this letter as being pretty authentic. So he would use something that the general public would view as authentic to prove his point. We tend to do that too. We may use biblical passages to prove our point, and we might say, well, even this person in the secular world says my point is right. That's what Peter was probably doing. And last of all, there is another problem, especially that liberal theologians point out, and that is this: that there are some direct word-for-word phraseologies used in 2 Peter that we see in the book of Jude. The suggestion by some is that either Peter plagiarized Jude or else Jude plagiarized Peter, because some of the phraseology, some of the phrases are exactly the same word for word. Well, personally, I would suggest there's no plagiarism. There may have been some phrases that were common to all Christians back in those days. It's quite possible, I don't know, and not sure anybody knows, that Jude and Peter might have known each other. or that they thought very much alike because of the general teaching within the church of their day. Whatever the case, they used the same phrases to say the same thing. I don't suggest, or I wouldn't have to suggest, that one plagiarized the other just because the phraseology is the same. I'm sure you can see in many books, in many sermons, or whatever today, that we, in the English language, at times, uses the same phrase from one person to another to make our points. Now for one last point, why did Peter write this letter? Two reasons. One was false teaching concerning the end of this age. Peter needed to clarify things. The other one concerned false teachers. The specific false teachers Peter had in mind were called Gnostics. And really, to be more precise, it was antinomian Gnostics. The word antinomian simply means no law. The word Gnostic is from the Greek word gnosko, meaning to know. Gnostics in Peter's day were those who believed they had secret special knowledge from the angels that the ordinary person didn't have. They also believed that all things spiritual, meaning their spirits, angels, anything in the spiritual realm, including God, was holy and good. All things material and physical, meaning the earth and their physical bodies, were evil. Because of this thinking, they could not believe in the deity of Christ because they could not believe that a holy, good God would incarnate himself into a sinful, evil human body. It was these Gnostics that were infiltrating the church and they were trying to lead them away from the true gospel. These Gnostics believed that between God and man, there were a myriad types of angels that filtered God from humanity. Jesus was one of these angels. That's what they believed. Now, the subgroup of Gnostics that Peter seems to have in mind were antinomian Gnostics. The word again, antinomian, meaning no law. These Gnostics believed that since our physical bodies are sinful and there's nothing we can do about it, we have no law. Therefore, we should have no law concerning controlling our bodies. Let's just do what our sinful bodies want to do. And that led to very much sexual immorality amongst these antinomian Gnostics. They just believed, since our bodies are sinful, we can't control that, we'll just give ourselves to sexual immorality and really any other kind of sin that is a result of our sinful nature. So there you go. This is a simple and brief introduction to 2 Peter. That ends this section.